I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. Joining LJ and I on The Scoop today is Heather Graham. So HG is back in the Aussie squad for the first time since 2019, so she talks us through how she got the call up from Flegs, where she was, and how she told her friends and family. And she also helps us wrap up what was an awesome season of WBBL 08 that obviously finished about a week ago on Saturday night with the Strikers beating the Sixers in what was a cracking final. But next on the agenda, of course, the Aussies fly to India on Sunday. They're playing five T20s, the first of which gets underway at 12:30 next Sunday morning. Aussie fans, reminder that you can watch all games on Foxtel and KO. Do believe that KO offer a free 2-week trial. So if you're not signed up, you can do that and get around some Aussie cricket. But thank you for listening as always. We hope you enjoy the show. Heather Graham, thank you so much for joining us on The Scoop today. We know you're heading off to India tomorrow, so sure there's plenty going on and plenty to pack and get sorted. But firstly, I just want to say congrats on your selection in the Aussie squad. We know you've been in and around the team, but yeah, first time named in an Aussie squad for a while. Talk us through it. Like, talk us through the call from Flegs, and were you pumped to get the news?
Yeah, I was. Awesome. Thanks for having me on. It is pretty exciting. I think it's been a fair while now since I've actually been named in a tour. And not just being brought along for the fun of it. I think we were playing in Latrobe at the time. So we were on the way back to Devonport and on the bus, and he gave me the phone call. But I think Nick Carey got a call just before I did, and she was in a couple of seats in front of me, and she heard that I was on the phone. So she's just popped up looking over, and she was probably the first one that was absolutely pumped for me. And then a couple of the other girls around me as well. So I'm not sure I was really listening to what Flegs said besides we're taking you away, because everyone else was just that excited that they assumed that I'd got the call up. But it was a pretty cool time.
Nice. That's fun. And what's been the message from the selector so far? Do you know what kind of role they see you playing in the T20 format?
Not at the moment. We'll have our role clarity meetings once we get over to India, but I'd assume probably be a similar role to what I was potentially going to be doing when I was in the squad a few years ago. And nothing too major, maybe just with the bib on and a few drinks.
Nice. And how are you feeling about heading on tour to India with the team? Like, have you been to India before and you're feeling excited for it?
Yeah, I have been to India before. I think I went over there for an Aussie tour maybe 2017-18, around then. And it was really cool then. But it's going to be interesting to see the difference with India with COVID and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And I see how they've been able to deal with it and that sort of stuff as well. So I'm sure it's probably going to be a little bit different. But nonetheless, I'm still really looking forward to it and getting over with that bunch of girls. They're all really great. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
And you debuted in the one-day format in 2019. What would it mean to make a T20 debut as well?
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool, to be honest. I think probably the way my career's gone, I've probably excelled more in the T20 stuff and tried to get a lot better with that. So I think to be able to get a cap while I'm over in India will be pretty special. But either way, I'm happy to just be on the tour as well.
So as we were saying, like, you've sort of been in and around the team. I think you were in New Zealand as a replacement player. You made the quick dash to Northern Ireland to step in for JJ. So you know the team pretty well and you know how they operate. So, like, tell us about kind of coming into that environment and what you can learn off this bunch of girls.
Yeah, I think, yeah, those last few times I've been around, I've been probably a little bit last minute. So, again, it's probably being packed the bags really quickly like this one. Yes. But, no, I think it's going to be exciting. I think all the girls bring a different wealth of knowledge, and especially now with Show as head coach and Dan Marsh and Scotty Presswich as the two assistant coaches. I think they all really complement each other really well, and it's going to be really nice to be able to get over there and work with them in their different facets.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be a bit of a new feel this time with the new assistant coaches and Midge as captain.
Yeah, it will be. I've been pretty fortunate enough, though, that I've been able to obviously work with Dan down here in Tassie, but I've also been able to work with Scotty Presswich up at the MPS when that was going. So I think...
And Shell,
I've got
course.
A pretty... Yeah, and Shell, yes. So I've got a pretty good bond. Got a pretty good bond with all three of them. So I think... in terms of being able to tap into their knowledge and that sort of stuff, I'll be able to do that pretty comfortably over there. But yeah, it's really exciting that Midge is captain. It's obviously disappointing, or not disappointing, that's probably not the right word, but it's probably still nice to see that Meg's been able to take some time off and just continue that for as long as she needs to. I think Midge has obviously captained a lot before, and especially in the WBBL and WNCL. So I think she's got a wealth of knowledge in that space as well. And I think, it's going to be a good opportunity to try and play some cricket under her in the way that she likes to play her cricket as well.
Nice. And H, you've been like super consistent in both domestic competitions in Australia for a while now. So it's no surprise at all to see you get the call up. Like, what have you been working on like most in your game that you think's led to this Aussie call up?
It's a good question, actually. I think it's probably more just that consistency and just understanding my game more. I think, I felt like my game a few years ago was still pretty raw, and I wasn't quite sure where to take it. And I think over the last couple of years, working with both Sal Beams and Dan Marsh down here, I've really been able to work out my game and work out my zones, especially with batting in, and work out plans with the ball as well. So I think they've really been able to help me progress my career to where I want it to be, and to continue that going, especially now with the likes of Jude Coleman as our head coach down here. I think it's going to be awesome to be able to work with her when I get back from this tour. So, we've had some really good coaches here that have helped me over those last couple of years. I'm looking forward to where Jude can take us as well.
Do you have a preference between the one-day format, T20 format?
Oh, not really. I think we play a whole lot of both. Yeah. So I think, I think the short of like – any sort of format I love. Just playing cricket, I absolutely love, obviously, as our job. Otherwise, I'm not sure I'd be doing it. But, yeah, I think the way that probably the women's game's going at the moment, there's a lot more T20 being played around the world. So yeah. I think 50 overs sometimes does take a little bit of a back seat, but I definitely do love the 50 over stuff as well as the T20.
And you've had a pretty busy 6 months with the call-up to Northern Ireland, and then you played in the 100 and everything back home since then. What was the experience in the 100 like?
Yeah, it was great. That was my second year over in the 100, and it was completely different from the first year to the second year, obviously with all the COVID restrictions and that sort of stuff in the first year. So I think being able to have the freedom to go and explore and do all that sort of stuff in England this time was really nice, and the fact that you could just bond with the girls as well, and it was a different team. So it was a really enjoyable time getting to know the girls in that team, and also the coaches as well, and trying to create like special bonds with those sort of people. So hopefully I can go back next year.
And so obviously you made the move down to Tassie from Perth back in 2020. Tell us about like how you've settled into life in Tasmania. Like, are you enjoying it? Are you living in Hobart?
Yeah, I live in Hobart. Nice. Yeah.
Enjoying it all?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I think it's got a very similar lifestyle. Like yep. Perth, it's very relaxed. Okay. The weather's not normally as nice, but it's a beautiful, stunning day today.
Pretty so different climate.
That reminds me a bit of Perth. But yeah, no, I feel like I've actually not really been here too much, to be completely honest. I feel like I've been on the road so much, or with all the COVID bubbles and that sort of stuff. We've been away for a fair while over the last couple of seasons, but no, I absolutely love it down here. The lifestyle suits me to an absolute T. And yeah, I enjoyed a lot.
It seems like you've got a really fun crew down there too, with Molly Strano, Junior, Nick Carey, Beansy, Partner M. What's it like with the crew?
Yeah, no, it is. It's a really enjoyable crew. I think most of us have probably moved into state, but we do now call, obviously, Tasmania home. But, yeah, I think the fact that we've got some people in our corner that we've known for a long time is really nice. Yeah, and like the likes of Molly and Beansy and that sort of stuff's been great to, I guess, be able to just go and hang out with, and especially with little Billy Beams around now as well. It's really nice to go out and be able to just hang with him and just forget about cricket and that sort of stuff. He brings a bit of perspective into life, and not only just for, I guess, Beamsy and Sal, but all of us aunties as well.
And you mentioned, Heather, that you love the lifestyle in Hobart. What is it about the lifestyle? Like, what would your perfect day in Hobart be?
Oh, not much. well, it's normally put on the winter warmers in the Kathmandu. But no, just go out, grab a coffee. We normally train, so a bit of that. And then hanging out with a couple of the girls, like Molly or Junior or Nat Shilov as well, or Beamsy. So we've got a good little crew down here that, away from cricket, even though we're all involved in cricket, we can just put cricket to the side and just be able to hang out and just do life together, I guess.
How good.
Have you had much of a chance to, like, explore Tasmania and see other parts of the state?
No, I feel like I've not been here to be able to explore. It's been COVID, so everything's been shut down. But, no, I do have a rooftop tent on my ute, so I need to really go out and use that.
Big time.
Yeah, we'll get there sometime, but.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Bloody hell, I feel like I've never got any time to do anything.
You'll get there, a couple of months. And we saw, it was awesome to see Em, your partner, debut for the Pies a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, you played for the Hurricanes, made the decision to switch to footy. Tell us about how she's going living that AFLW life, and how's it been watching her make that transition?
Yeah, look, it's been really nice to watch her make that transition. She's absolutely loved football. She's a footy nuff.
Yeah.
In her dream, she would have loved to have played for the Bulldogs. She's a mad doggy supporter, yeah. But she's absolutely fitted in really well with the Collingwood girls. They've embraced her. And she loves just being able to do what she loves as a job, I guess. And I think, it was great to be able to watch her debut. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there, obviously. Oh. With our two sports crossing over at the moment. So, that was obviously a really disappointing time that I wasn't able to go to there, but went to their Best and Fairest the other night, and she won an award there. So it was pretty nice to be able to actually be there for something for her.
How good.
Yeah, saw that. Yeah. Best first year player. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty cool.
In my opinion, she picked the right club.
Well, she does love wearing black clothes all the time and Nike, so it was a bit of a fitting piece, to be completely honest.
Yeah,
that's fun. And just to reflect on the season that was with the Canes, your first season after moving over from the Scorchers, how did you find it?
Yeah, it was really enjoyable, actually. I think it was pretty similar group to what we've got down here with the Tigers girls, so it was really nice to go on the road and spend some time with them after not being able to do that at the back end of last season. So it was really nice to, I guess, get that opportunity to bond and gel with them. some more. And then our internationals were great as well, with the likes of Mignon and Hayley Jensen. Obviously, Lozelle lives down here in Tassie now, so we get to see her all the time. So, the wealth of knowledge and experience that they were able to bring to the team was great. But I think that was the first time in about six seasons that the Canes had made it to final. So that was a real good achievement for us as a group. We obviously would have loved to have been able to go further, but I think that's a good little stepping stone, the fact that we've been able to tick off something like that within this season.
Yeah, I guess when you were sort of finishing off that finals campaign, what was the message from Marshy and Sal, and how pumped is everyone to kind of build on what you created this season and try and go further next year?
Yeah, obviously after the game, we're all pretty disappointed. We obviously didn't play our best game of cricket that night. But being able to reflect on it, I think overall the season we had was pretty special. And I think the fact that we were able to make the finals after such a long time not being in it was something that everyone cherished. I think moments like that you don't get all the time. So I think the way we were able to reflect on it and just like enjoy each other's company after the game that night was pretty special, especially obviously sending Dan off as well.
And so Heather, obviously with Elise Villani Jr.'s first year as captain as well, tell us about what she's like as a leader and the environment she created as a skipper.
Yeah, she's obviously got a lot of experience being a skipper and she's very well planned. That's probably the one thing I've noticed over the few years. She's a very well-planned captain and has millions of meetings. I guess the good energy that she brings to the group and the positivity and the way that we want to play our cricket is led by Junior. So I think the way that she goes out and does that on the field is a really good tool for us, and I think can create a good vibe and a good energy for the team as well.
Speaking of good vibes, we were pretty obsessed with the kits you guys wore for the Pride game this year and just with the fact the club had a Pride game. How was that?
Yeah, that was great. It was a really good day. I think obviously the Scorchers did it over in Perth, but the fact that we were able to do it down here in Hobart, such a small little island that probably isn't the most diverse state in the country, I think it was probably a really big thing for the Tassie community to have a Pride round. So I think the way that Cricket Tasmania were able to, and the Hobart Hurricanes were able to advertise and I guess put that out there to the community was really good. And I think, we get into the spirit of anything. And I think the fact that we were able to do that as a team, I think, and just support one another, I think is massive in not only the community, but also like just the cricket community as well. And I think, it'd be great one day if we all were able to have, if there was a Pride round overall and we had some Pride jerseys and stuff like that, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, we know, like, obviously, like, looking at the AFLW, like, they do a really good job of this stuff and they've got a Pride round. Is that something you'd love to see, like, implemented as soon as next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think sport's such a good tool to advocate things like Pride round and all that sort of stuff. So I think we do it really well with Indigenous rounds. So I'd love to be able to see something like a Pride round come in and everyone sporting a pretty cool top, I reckon.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah.
I need to make so it happen. Good.
I love looking at, I love seeing all the AFLW ones every
year. Yeah, me too. I'm like, oh, what are they going to go with this year?
Yeah, it's cool.
And it was another cracking season for Molly Strano, team of the tournament. She just keeps delivering year after year. How good was she again for you guys this season?
Yeah, she was great for us, probably especially from the middle part of the tournament to the back end. I think she could say it herself that she probably wasn't her best at the start of the tournament, but I think the way that she was able to bounce back from that just shows, I guess, the talent that she has and the commitment and the drive that she has to keep getting better and keep continuing to develop her game as well. So I think anyone's lucky to have Molly Strano on their team, and I think we're really fortunate to have her both on the field and off the field, what she brings. So I think, she's one of a kind and she's a bloody good bowler.
Yeah, there was obviously her and JJ right at the very top of that wickets tally. They were kind of going tit for tat as to who was at the top. Is that something Molly is keen to stake her claim on, being the leading wicket taker in the competition, or is she happy to just let it go and see what happens?
Oh, no, absolutely not. She hates it. She hates the fact that there's a spotlight on her, yeah. surprisingly, she hates the fact that there's a spotlight on her. But I think, I think it's pretty special that she's taken that many wickets throughout the whole tournament. So I think the fact that she's up there, and we're really fortunate to have her on our team. But yeah, I think it was a bit of a running joke by the end of it with the competition, that sort of stuff. And we always kept saying that, Molly, you still got about 4 or 5 games on JJ, so don't worry about it. You would be at the top. You would be at the top if you played the same amount of games. So, she absolutely hated the fact that it kept getting brought up throughout the whole season.
Oh, that's so good. What a weapon.
I can imagine that. And so got a big flight on Sunday. What's your usual plan for a long-haul flight? Do you watch movies? Do you just try and sleep?
I'll try and watch some movies, but normally movies put me to sleep. So we're obviously really fortunate the way that we get to travel overseas and that sort of stuff. So I'll be able to lay down and I reckon I'll just be knocked out straight away.
Lovely. Is there someone in that Aussie team that you'd prefer to sit next to or prefer not to sit next to?
That's a great question, actually. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to sit next to Shooter just because I know she's a serial pest. But yeah, I reckon I'd probably want to sit next to Belzy because she's pretty quiet for the most part on trips and that sort of stuff. So I reckon, yeah, she's probably someone that we could have a little chat to every now and then, but like nothing too outrageous, and we'd be pretty chilled, I reckon.
And like, so when you got the call from Flegs, did you call your family and friends like immediately after, or like were you on the way to a game and did you have to get that out of the way first?
No, we're actually on the way to the airport.
Okay.
So what did I do? I think I called M first and then just sent a text to the family group chat, which is the easiest way. It's just like, hey, I've been picked, but don't tell anyone until it's been announced on like Tuesday or whatever it was. So I'm not sure they're too fazed with a phone call or not, I think, but just being able to tell my mum and two brothers at the same time via text is probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, tick. And so like if you do get picked and making your T20 debut, will they be up at 12:30 a.m. Australian time watching the T20 over in India?
Oh, mum definitely will be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the brothers. I reckon they'd probably try and stay up. They'll probably have a few beers to keep them up or something like that. But no, I reckon, they would probably try and stay up for something like that.
Yeah.
It's not every day.
Are they in Perth? Is that going to be a better time zone?
Yeah, they are all in Perth, actually. Is that better?
Oh, that's handy. I think it'll be like a 9:30.
Oh, that's not that easy.
That's late dinner. That's fine. Yeah. They'll be sweet.
They'll be watching every game.
Yeah, exactly right. Lucky them.
Hey, it was so great to have you on the Scoop today. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you're flying tomorrow, so appreciate you taking the time. Hope it all goes well for you. Hope you have a blast and would love to see you getting your T20 cap and, yeah, wishing you all the best.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, Gus.
Australia are away. Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.